I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm speaking with Fred Plotkin, talking about Italy for the Gourmet Traveler, and that's Fred's book. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and Brad's on the line in Toano, Virginia. Brad, thanks for your call.
Yes, buonasera.
Buonasera.
I was listening to the conversation previously and about how Italians like to look at, you know, the global picture. While I was stationed in Vicenza, I had the opportunity to visit a villa designed by Palladio. And the owner of the villa, the family still lives there, fortunately, was taking us around. And she explained that the entrance to the villa was a ramp and no steps, because Palladio said that the surrounding landscaping was part of the villa, and he wanted the guests to be able to enter without having to look down at their feet, but to look around and admire the landscape and appreciate how the villa blended in with the surrounding landscaping.
You put it beautifully, and the fact is that a lot of these buildings that Palladio built were actually farmhouses, and it's just amazing to think that these gorgeous structures were intended to integrate with the land. The point you made about the steps is perfect, but it was also so that the animals could walk up into the house.
Really? Why would they want the animals to walk up into the house?
Well, because if they had to be protected from the weather, these were farmhouses. Remember, they were not villas the way we call them now.
Back in the days when the animals would live in one end of the house?
They'd live below.
Below, okay.
And the people would live above, and the animals, their bodies would provide heat, that would rise up to where the people were.
That makes a lot of sense. Brad, what was your favorite food experience in your travels over there?
I was very fortunate. There was a restaurant that's been in existence for about 400 years. It's called Aeolia's. And Galileo and Palladio used to frequent this place. And the specialty of the house that my wife and I both loved was fagottini. The fagottini means a small purse. Within this small purse of pasta would be some smoked prosciutto, a very thinly sliced pear, and some Parmesan cheese. Baked, and oh my goodness, it was just wonderful. Just wonderful.
I've had them in that place. I know what you're talking about. They're extraordinary.
Sounds nice with the pear.
They're melt-in-your-mouth kind of pasta.
Fagottini. Can you get that in all over Italy, or is that a regional thing?
Well, the concept is the same all over Italy, but it's what they're filled with that are different. I've had them filled just with sort of a soft cheese, and it's great.
All right. Brad, thanks for your call and your great comments.
You're very welcome.
Fred, I like your sort of philosophy. Your theme is you're a pleasure activist. We've talked about this before, but tell us just in a nutshell, what's this all about, pleasure activist in your travels?
Pleasure activism, to me, means being very attuned to your senses. You know, nature provides, and we have to be grateful to nature, and we have to be stewards of the land, because that's what gives us good food as opposed to junk food, which comes out of laboratories and factories.
That is such an inspiration. Now, you split your time between New York and Italy, is that right?
Yes.
And why Italy, when you have this philosophy of this pursuit of pleasure, this pleasure activism, rather than Germany or the Netherlands or France or something like that? Is it more uniquely Italian? Not that the others wouldn't do it, but is Italy the right place?
No, you could actually do that almost anywhere. I was in the Netherlands just recently and found there was so much to savor, because remember, it's not just taste and smell. In the Netherlands, there's a term I learned called gezellig, which is a kind of cozy intimacy that the people in the Netherlands love.
Okay.
So they stand closer to you than people do even in Italy. And they love conversation spoken softly. They don't shout. And this intimacy is a great part of their pleasure activism.
Intimacy. That's a good part of it, too. Intimacy. And you got gezellig in the Netherlands. You got hyggelig in Denmark. And you got the concept of gemütlichkeit in Austria, don't you?
True, absolutely.